the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Whatever happened to predictability? The milkman, the paper boy.
Bob Saget's joining us right now. He's going to be at Zany's all weekend. You can still get tickets to the Sunday show. Everything else is sold out. The Sunday show is going to sell out soon as well. Bob, welcome to the Free Beer and Hot Wings show. How are you today?
There's nothing I want more when I get up than Free Beer and Hot Wings. I actually go to bed on an IV of that. It's so good.
Same here. It's what keeps us going every day.
It's good for you.
Yeah, be careful what your branding wishes for.
Right?
Totally.
Your show is like a tattoo.
It is.
Yeah, we're a Tasmanian devil tramp stamp is what we are. In fact, speaking of our show, Tramp Stamps Tattoos, we actually do have a listener that has the show logo on his lower back.
People have tattooed my face on their butts, on their thighs, on their chest, on other parts. There are parts of a man and a woman that people have put my face on. I just don't want my mouth located where there could be any kind of in or out.
I would be honored. Imagine if a was coming out of your mouth.
Pardon me? Can you say that on your Hot Wings show?
Sort of.
If it's coming out of my mouth, is it medium, spicy, or mild?
Well, I always feel it's pretty spicy going in, so probably the same coming out.
Well, coming out is just you dip it in blue cheese because it's on fire.
Exactly.
Or ranch. I don't know where you guys fly on that. But you don't really talk about food. You talk about the day and trying to make people feel good every morning. That's the best, right?
That's what we're going for.
Yeah, sometimes.
We're a distraction, Bob.
Yeah, I'm out doing stand-up. I'm on solid tour where I'm allowed to go where it's safe. Zany's is like one of my favorite clubs, a lot of comics' favorite clubs. You know, people go there before they're going to do a special, whether Chelsea Handler just did it and Chris Rock goes in. And
yeah.
Everybody does. Yep. And I was real excited to go back. So I'm doing six shows, and the Friday, Saturday is sold out. And there's two shows on Sunday. And they said, do you want to add a show Sunday? I said, sure. So I had a 7 o'clock show, so I figured the second show would be at 9. But there's a 4 p.m. show, and I went, is that a puppet show? What are we doing?
I mean, doing a matinee.
You're right. You got to be 18 to get in, 21 to drink. And they said, no, you're in Nashville. You're going to do better off at 4 in the afternoon than you will at 9 o'clock at night on a Sunday. You know what? I think you're right. You go right from church, and you repent, and then you go to my show, and then you got to wait a whole week to repent again.
Right.
So, but my show's not as blue. I don't know what happened. Some people are disappointed. They're like, oh, come on, Bob. And I'd satisfy them. They don't have to worry. But it's just, I've kind of evolved with what's going on. It's a whole new show. I mean, it's everything I'm doing is not what I did last time I was at Zany's because the world, as you know, turned upside down like a drumette getting thrown in the trash and someone eating that other part of the wing that we never had a name for.
What happened?
What is it like? Were you touring a bunch?
We're talking at the same time because we got excited.
We did. were you touring a bunch when the pandemic hit? And then what is that like to just kind of quit cold turkey with no choice?
Well, speaking of cold turkey, when you pull that part off of the wing, I'm going to answer your question, but I just want to know, not the drumette, but what's the other thing called?
A tendon?
No, it's not a tendon. A tendon's like a muscle, but
the one you
rip the wing in part. It's got the thing with the two bones in it. What's that part called?
The bicep.
I don't know.
No, so you keep going back to working out in the gym with this wing. I get it. I get it. You're equating a chicken to being in training.
I mean, it's got to be. That's the only thing that makes sense.
Yeah, what do they call them? Because they say drummies and wings. But they're all wings.
Right. So they're all wings, but the other one's a drumette. So I don't understand, and no one's here to explain it to me. So that makes sense. So I think I got it now. The answer is it doesn't matter.
But this is going to ruin your day.
No, it's all going to be fine because I'm going right to Wikipedia, and you know the truth is there.
You didn't know we were talking philosophically today, did you?
No, I didn't know it was going to get this deep. But I do want to tell you what stand-up was like because I was in L.A. and we couldn't go anywhere and everything was on lockdown. And there were some shows that I did. I went to a couple of weird studios where everybody wore a mask. You took it off on stage. You have different mics everybody got, and the audience was 20 people. And I couldn't do that. And then I was going to do drive-ins. But then I said, I don't want to do that either. It's just, it's a makeshift. When it opens, it'll open. And then a bunch of things happened. I've been saying no for 4 years to the Masked Singer. And then after 9 months of quarantine, I went, pick me up. I don't care what you do to me.
Right. I'll wear whatever.
I'll be a mascot. I'll be a mascot and with a mic. I just don't care.
Was it fun, at least?
Yeah, what was that experience like?
I never got to see anybody. I was in a sweatshirt that said, don't talk to me. And a hoodie. And then I had a visor and a mask. Never saw anybody except the people that went through vocal training with me and did dancing with me. And I'm Squiggly Monster. So dancing is comprised of walking to the left.
And I'm Squiggly Monster.
I sang Have You Ever Seen the Rain by Fogerty. And then I sang Satisfaction by, of course, Jagger and Stones. And then I was going to do a third song, which was going to be Folsom Prison, because I just wanted to be a Squiggly Monster saying I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die.
And it is a ridiculous
but I got
show.
Bumped. Broccoli beat me, and that was Paul Anka. I was like, F this. I left my quarantine for this. I should have kept going.
And Broccoli. It's such a weird show to talk about.
Sounds hilarious.
Yeah, to recap it like your recap. Yeah, you know, I thought we had a good chance of the championship, but we lost in the semifinals. A guy got hot. But yeah, but when you just recap it, I got beat by Broccoli, and it was Paul Anka.
Right.
It's like another world.
It's too much.
It was ridiculous. And then there was somebody who was jellyfish. It looked like the lineup in the Star Wars bar. It was horrible.
Bob's at Zany's through Sunday. Two shows on Sunday. That hot one they added at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about that.
Us.
Bob, I looked up the wing thing because it was getting to me, too. Are you ready for this important information?
Yes, sir.
Okay. They are called the drums and the flats.
That's right. Nobody's ever said, do you want the flats?
But that's just what the wing is called? Because what I think he was talking about, like, the different parts of the wing, like...
What are you doing, Joe?
Well, if
what are you
imagine
doing with your arm?
This is the wing, you know, this is the part that you have the two bones, and this is just the flappity little skin part.
He's talking about when you order buffalo wings and you get the ones that look like drumsticks that are still part of the wing.
Right.
And then what's the other part called? That's a flat.
See, I thought he was just talking about one specific part of the flat.
He's on the phone. You can ask him.
Bob, are you talking about...
I meant the other half of the drumette. You break the thing in half, and you got two pieces, and you can eat both. And it's called a flat flap, F-L-A-P or F-L-A-T?
F-L-A-T, flat.
Got it. Ironically, and this is could get me canceled, but I'm going to say it, and it's not meant misogynistically, but if you went to a plastic surgeon and you said, I would like a breast implant, he would say, do you want the drumette or the flat? And those are the options in size. So that is, and I don't know which I would choose because, you know, as my man boobs grow,
yeah,
I would be torn. I would be torn on what which of those two. I probably
yeah, I would say
flat.
The flats for me.
Yeah, I could use some flattening. I could live with that.
Right. Bob.
Well, I wish I could be in studio with you guys because then we wouldn't talk at the same time. It's my bad. I got excited and I apologize because the key to good comedy is listening. And I don't know. I got excited about wings and flats and drumettes and. I don't know. I learned a lot.
We're on a very, loosey-goosey show, so no big deal. But, yeah, there probably have been times where it's Bob Saget. You have 8 minutes with him. Make sure you don't talk about flats and drumsticks for seven of those. But now at this point, it's like, whatever.
I didn't finish your other real question, too, which was touring. And I was able to go out and start. And I opened the Hard Rock in Atlantic City. And that was supposed to, it's a 7,000-seat arena, the Estes Arena. And it was supposed to be 7,000 people in normal life, but this wasn't, of course. So they said it was going to be 500 to 600. But then I looked out, and it was like 1,000 or 2,000. And I said to the guy, isn't this not the right legally the amount of people? And he said, oh, you know, it don't matter. It's Atlantic City. There's no CDC at the door. You know what I mean?
I totally believe that, of course.
Listeners in Atlantic City right now are nodding along going, you're damn right.
Yeah, it was Tony Soprano at the door. And right. then I just started doing more stuff. I just started performing, and I said to my agent, you know, I'm vaccinated. I wanted to be safe for myself and for others. But then again, you know, the whole thing. I mean, a pigeon's a carrier. Oh, it's a carrier pigeon. Sorry, I got confused.
Right.
But I said to my agent, "What?" And you know, the pigeon has the drumette or the flat.
Both.
Yeah, but they have the scrawny little feet. They don't got what a chicken's got. They're not like a chicken. But
no,
you only give that to poor people.
I didn't.
What do you do for the chickens that are still walking around alive, but they took their wings for your broadcast for people to eat?
A great question. I don't know. I just didn't think we'd get to the breakdown of what makes a chicken different than a pigeon.
You don't really worry about it. It's like shark fin soup. You cut the fin off, you toss the shark, everyone's happy. Yeah. I don't care what happens to the rest of the chicken.
This is good. You're a consumer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we're Americans. We consume first and then think never. People are going to have a great time at Zany's this weekend, Sunday, where Bob will be doing full readings from the book Dirty Daddy, which he regrets naming that.
He'll tell you about how he killed broccoli later on.
It's a minstrel show.
Yep.
You can't hurt Paul Anka. He's invincible.
I bet he is.
I remember watching that show, and I was like, I'll never do this show. And it was Mickey Rourke. They had like the furry costume on, the singer. And it's hard to sing with a 30-pound head on. And they pull the mask off of him, and that's when everybody screamed, when they saw his real face. So that's not nice. Yeah, I don't do humor like that. I don't do stuff like that.
No.
Bob, we have a quick Paul Anka story, believe it or not. We were doing an interview with him, and it sounded like he started eating during the interview, and one of the hosts called him on it, and his response was, "Your show is stupid. Why do I care if I eat or not?" And it was great.
Nice. It was great. It was so right. Atlantic City of him.
It was. You know what he was doing? He was eating broccoli. He was eating himself.
I would too if I were Paul Anka.
Bob Saget at Zany's.
And
check out the Bob Saget podcast as well. Bob Saget is here for you and everything else. Good to talk to you. Continued success. And
you're awesome, Bob. Enjoy your chicken.
Thanks so much. I hope you come to the show. I can get you in free. You need a refrigerator or steaks or suits? What do you guys need?
We'll take it all.
I just want to be your friend, Bob.
Yep. Thank you, Bob.
Done. We'll sign a document. Thank you.
Have a great show.
See ya.
Thanks a lot.
Bob Saget at Zany's in Nashville this weekend. Not coming anywhere else anywhere near you, according to Hot Wings.
Not
you can get the full conversation with Bob. It was actually about 22 minutes,
yeah.
Fancy Idiots will get that as a bonus segment, segment 18 today. That's right, I hit the post on the hook. Mm-hmm. The most pointless thing I could have possibly done.
Oh, I don't know, it must have felt pretty good.
It did, I'm fine, Yeah. Like a rocket ship to the moon.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.